Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 118. I'm excited for this episode. I always am. But you know, I didn't really have a good idea of what I wanted to talk about today specifically. So I was going through my DMs on Instagram, as I do fairly often, just to kind of see if anyone had suggested a good topic or asked me a good question that would get me thinking and I can come up with an idea. And there wasn't anything really solid there this week, but I had a couple of messages, kind of usual messages where people were saying, you know, they love the podcast, which is amazing. And thank you so much. I do appreciate that. But in both of these messages, these two messages specifically that I was looking at, they said the same thing, that I seem to really be feeling myself lately. They used the same wording, Case Kenny feeling himself lately. And I really like that, you know, Case Kenny feeling himself lately, because I think that's pretty accurate. I really do kind of feel myself. I'm feeling myself lately. And you could take that however you want. You can interpret that as I'm full of myself, or I'm feeling really confident or swaggy or whatever. But I think it's kind of true that I'm feeling myself lately. I'm just kind of in a groove. I'm just riding the lightning, as I say. And yeah, I am still convinced that everyone is staring at me as I walk down the street. Yeah, I'm still banging out killer mirror selfies. But more than that, you know, I'm feeling myself kind of on a deeper level. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. I want to talk about how to feel yourself, because I think this is an important thing to think about, but one that we don't really think about. You know, and this isn't an episode on how to be happy, how to be happier, because I think that's complicated. It's filled with a lot of gray area, and it's tough to define for each person. It's all super, super relative. So I'm talking about no nonsense, practical. How do you feel yourself? How do you get to a point where you're proud of yourself and what you say and what you do and how you think and the things that no one else hears, only you hear and think and do and know? How do you get to the point where you think about yourself and you're like, yeah, you know what? I am feeling myself. That's what I'm talking about today in this episode, short episode, because at the end of the day, you know, you can want to be happy, you can want to be successful and have great relationships and all those things, but if you're not feeling yourself, then I think you're still missing out on a great opportunity to push yourself to be just that. So, as always, very excited to talk about this. This is right on the top of my mind. It's something I think I've got a lot to say about, so I'll hop right into it. Before I do, real quick here, quick request. You know, I'm big on asking for what I want in life. And right now I want more 5-star ratings and reviews for this podcast on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. So I'm just going to ask you guys, if you can, if you haven't already, and you can spare 2 minutes, I'd really, really appreciate it to just give me a 5-star rating and then a quick review on the app. You could just go to the show. Again, this is on iTunes/Apple Podcasts, whatever you want to call it. Go to the show, scroll down to see reviews, and then you can select 5 stars, submit, and then write a 1-2 sentence review for me. Thank you. It literally is amazing to see all the support. So I'd appreciate it if you help a brother out. You know, give me something to impress the ladies with on a first date. Give me something to give my mom to put on the refrigerator. But in all seriousness, the reviews really do actually help the show grow, which is amazing. And boy, is the show growing. And that's all thanks to you. So thank you. And if you do give me a rating and review, shoot me a DM on Instagram at case.kenny. Let me know you did so that I can thank you personally. That's how much it means to me. So thanks so much. That's it. No sponsors. Again, I don't do sponsors or anything like that. So if you can't spare 2 minutes, even while you're listening, you can do it while you're listening. It would mean a lot to me. So I'll get right into it. So the show, right, while you're here. So again, you know, the reason that I saw that DM that was like Case Kenny feeling himself, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I really am feeling myself. And then I wanted to do this episode was because of something that I kind of realized about that. It's that in my life, I've changed my goals around. And it's because of that, the way that I've changed my goals around, that I've come to this point where I am feeling myself, where I am proud of myself. And I can say that genuinely, that I am proud of myself. So real quick, I'll ask you this question. I'll do it real quick, rapid fire, and then I want you to react to it. If I were to ask you right now, what is one goal you're working towards in your life? What is one goal you're working towards in your life? Knee-jerk reaction to that. What is it? Real quick, say it out loud. Think it right now as I'm saying this. What is your answer? What is one goal you're working towards right now? And if you're most like most people, I think you could probably answer that pretty quickly. You know, these things are on the top of your mind. You might say, you know, I'm working on my career. I'm working to get promoted. I'm looking to start my company, start my blog, launch my t-shirt company, whatever. You could say, oh, I'm working on my fitness and health, and I'm working to hit this goal, that goal. Or maybe you're a little less specific, a little more in the clouds, and you're like, I'm just working to be fulfilled. I'm just working to be happy. I just want to be happy. That's a good one. Those are great goals. Those are goals, you know, different goals across the board, but they're all great nonetheless. But I think we need to take a second, take a step back, and reprioritize the answer to that question. Reorder the answer to that question. Yes, set goals. Please set goals. I'm big on that. I think you have to in life. In fact, the other day on Instagram, I did a story like 2 days ago where I showed a piece of paper I had found that I had written the number 100,000 on like 6-7 months ago. And that was a goal I had set for myself. I wanted 100,000 listens for the podcast each and every month. And I've since crushed that. And now I've updated that number to be 10 million. Big goal. Point being, you know, I set goals all the time, specific ones like that, numbers. I write them down. I work towards them. It's always on my mind. But over the past couple of years, I've reprioritized, I've reordered my goals. I've reordered specifically what my number one goal is. And if you were to ask me that question, you'd be like, yo, Case, what's up, gangsta? What is your number one goal right now? I'd say, oh, that's easy. I want to be proud of myself. I'm working to be proud of myself. I'm working to feel myself. That is my answer, hands down. That is my number one goal. That's my number one goal amidst everything that I've got going on. Humbly so, all of my success, all of my momentum, all of my relationships, everything, you know, I want to be proud of myself. Number one, top of the list, just a chart topper. You know, I think it's that important. And I think it does, in my opinion, override any other similar goal. Like I want to be happy, or I want to be fulfilled, or a specific career goal, or a success goal, or a relationship goal. Those are important and please set them. But I think this is more important. It's importanter. It really is. Like I really do think it is, because I found that when I'm feeling myself, when I can honestly look at myself and be like, yeah, you know, I am proud of myself right now. That is everything, capital everything to me. It's that important, because when you're proud of yourself, when you've reached a point in your life where you're pushing yourself, you're willing to be uncomfortable, at the same time, you're then able to deal with whatever BS life is throwing your way. The result is that you're just at peace. And I think that's another way to say it. Feeling yourself, being proud of yourself. It all just means you're at peace with yourself and whatever's happening in your life. And that, my friends, I think is the real key, major key to being happy in life, to being fulfilled, to being successful, to finding the right relationships for you. Because you no longer feel the need or the pressure to force things. You're at peace. You know, when you want to do something, you do it. When you see an opportunity to push yourself, to challenge yourself, you do it. You're at peace when you have that mindset. And I think that's what we're supposed to be working towards in life. Just being at peace with yourself. Like that's like why we're on earth, I think. You know, not relative to anything or anyone or a number or a goal. Just pure internal peace. And I think you can do that surprisingly easily, surprisingly simply, can't talk, by reprioritizing your goals. You know, move, I want to be proud of myself to the top of your list. I think everyone wants to be proud of yourself, but write that down, make that your goal. And when that's at the top of your list, I think you'd be surprised how fast you can get to a point where you're actually like, yeah, you know, I am proud of myself. I am feeling myself. Because as you're living with that as your number one goal, and you're always asking yourself, how can I make myself proud? well, then you'll see opportunity to do it and you'll take it and you'll do it. And then it just becomes part of your mindset. So for me right now, past couple of years, like that is literally my mindset. It's on my mind at all times. It's all I think about. I'm like obsessed with it. Here's a really silly example, but I spent the past week, wasn't in Chicago. I was in the Outer Banks in North Carolina with my family. It's right on the beach. I've been going there since I was little. I'm from Virginia. So I think a lot of people on the East Coast kind of go there to vacation. Anyway, we always go to a house there right on the beach, but we always climb this lighthouse that's nearby. Lighthouse, if you don't know what a lighthouse is, it's like a big, tall building that has a light for ships. And we always climb this one, and I hate heights. Like, it's my biggest fear. That and the Kool-Aid man, but it's another story. But I hate heights. I really do. But I always do force myself to climb this lighthouse in particular, just to go up all the steps and then go back down. Anyway, my brother and my dad and myself climbed it this past week, and we get to the top and it's just really super windy. Like the gusts up there are like 40 miles an hour, and there's really actually nothing stopping you from just kind of falling off other than this like waist high railing. So nope, that's a nope for me. I'm out of there. Yeah, I get to the top and I stick my head out. I'm like, all right, cool dudes. I did it. I'm up here. Let's turn around. Let's peace out. But that little voice in the back of my head was like, nah, you know, I'm not going to be proud if I do that. I need to step out. I need to walk around this whole thing and all the way around, and then I'll be proud of myself. So I did that, forced myself to do it, forced my brother, my dad to do it. And that's a silly example, but that's like literally how my mind works right now. Always at the forefront of everything that I'm thinking about is this goal of making myself proud. And if I had stepped back inside, I knew, because I know myself pretty well now, that I wouldn't be proud. So I forced myself to do it. And it's the same way in pretty much every scenario in my life that I can think about. In my 9-to-5 sales job, I'm always like that guy. Like literally, I'm the guy who will be in a sales meeting with a potential client, right? And we'll be beating around the bush. You know, what would you look for in a potential partner? What kind of budgets do you have? Do you like what we have to offer? You know, little like lame questions like that. And I'm always that guy. I'll be like, hey, guys, we're in sales. I'm in sales. I want to work with you. What is it going to take for you to work with us? Usually a little bit more delicate than that, but I just go for it. Because I know if we leave that meeting and I leave without pushing them and getting an answer to that question, I am not going to be proud of myself. I am not going to be feeling myself. And I can go on and on with other ways that I do this: dating, relationships, fitness, the podcast, my other entrepreneurial projects, so many things. But I want to be proud of myself. I'm almost obsessed with this idea. You know, again, so much so that it's my number one goal. And I'm a stubborn mother effer. So when I get this idea in my head, like I really, really live it, take it to heart. And it's done a lot of really great things for me, and I want you to have the mindset too. You know, what is it in your life? What is it going to take to get you to a point where you're proud of yourself, where you're feeling yourself? And I think certainly it's all relative, so I can't give you specific advice on how to make this happen in your life. But for me, again, being proud of myself means not stepping down from a challenge. It means speaking up. It means not sneaking back to my comfort zone when I feel awkward or out of place. And to be clear, like the goal here isn't ego-driven. I don't want you to become obsessed with yourself. I don't want you to try to become some big swinging dick and think you're capable and amazing and just you're the best thing since sliced bread. You know, I kind of do actually, maybe another episode on that. But I want you to get to a place of peace. That again, that is what feeling yourself means. It's a place where things don't bother you because you know you're going to try. There's no regret in that equation. It's like that definition of confidence you might have seen that says confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't. And I love that definition. And I think that, in fact, is what feeling yourself is all about. It's knowing that you're going to be proud of yourself because you're going to push yourself to do that thing, to find out the answer. And regardless of the outcome, you'll be fine with it because you weren't afraid to find out the answer. And that is what makes you proud of yourself. It's acting on what pops into your head and acting on it every single time. It's the old Case Kenny 30-second rule. It's saying that thing, speaking up in that meeting, going up to that person at the bar, sending that email, sliding into the DM, popping the top off at the pool. It's taking that selfie. It's whatever. whatever you want to do, whatever you're curious about, whatever you know you need to do to elevate yourself, and you just try it. You just give it a shot. To me, that's what makes me proud of myself. And I think it's probably the same for you, because with that mindset, you'll never regret that you didn't do something, that you didn't chicken out. And I've said it before, but I'm big on pumping myself up. Like, I talk to myself all the time, kind of brashly, but it works for me. Like, shit talking to myself. Like, if I'm nervous about doing something or I'm thinking about backing down, my internal dialogue is usually like, listen up, Case, don't be a bitch. Like, what are you doing? Like, things like that. That just works for me. That's what it takes to push me. And notice I'm not full of myself. I'm not obsessed with myself. I'm not like, you're amazing, Case. The people need this. People love you. Go for it. Like, that's not the dialogue. The dialogue is just pushing myself to discover what I'm capable of. And it's because of that mindset and, again, my like almost literal obsession with this idea over the past couple of years that now I'm living it every single day. And as a result, I'm proud of myself. I'm feeling myself. Because honestly, like, why wouldn't I? Because I no longer have lingering questions or lingering self-doubt. Or what if I had tried? What if I had pushed myself? What if, you know, regret. I don't have that. Yeah, sure, I still have that on a larger scale, and I'm far from perfect. I have my issues. But in those moments where I can make a decision, I find myself doing more things, talking to more people, pushing myself, because I really, really, really want to be proud of myself. Because again, when I am, I'm at peace. Fewer things bother me. Less stress, less bullshit can distract me, because I'm at ease. I'm just feeling myself. And when I do that, I'm happy. So of course I want that. It's like this cycle, this circular motivation in my head. It really just works. And I actually, in thinking about this, I actually think this idea is almost like a shortcut to happiness. It's like a hidden door, like a loophole. Like, you just got lawyered, you know? Because I think most people are like, happiness comes from purpose and traveling and relationships and passion and all these lofty ideas. And yeah, I agree. But I'm still working on those things. I haven't found them yet. But I am feeling myself right now. And that makes me happy. And while I continue to search for the things that drive me, that motivate me, relationships, things like that, I am happy. I am happy, you know, because I'm feeling myself. And sure, there's still a lot of question marks in my life that I haven't found, that I'm still working on, I'm still looking for, but I'm feeling myself. I'm proud of myself, and that makes me happy. So I think that's an important message for you, for sure, now that I say this out loud, that you can be happy right now. You know, it doesn't matter if you feel lost in your career or your relationships or your fitness or your health or your creative outlets or anything. You can be happy by doing everything you can to just feel yourself every day, one day at a time. You know, that might mean you still go to that 9-to-5 that you hate. Maybe you still feel lonely and that you're single, or you're not feeling driven, or that you're feeling kind of lazy. But on a daily basis, you can make yourself proud. You can proud. You can feel yourself by doing the things that pop into your head every single day. You can say that thing, apply for that job, send that message, go on that date, even though you're feeling that doubt or that loneliness or that frustration. You, even within that context of feeling lost or whatever, you can still feel yourself. You can still make yourself proud. It just means doing, saying, acting on what pops into your head, so that no matter what, when you go to sleep that night, you're not wondering to yourself, and I wonder what would have happened if I had spoken up or done that thing or went out on that date or sent that message or wrote that blog post or whatever. You won't wonder that, because you'll be proud of yourself for having gotten an answer. You feel me? You feel me there? I'm feeling me, you know, because again, I'm proud of myself. And it feels great, if I'm honest with you. And I think beyond that, it really is essential. You know, forget everything I just said about it being a secret road to being happy and all that. That's true. But I think in life, you have to get to a point where you're feeling yourself at some point. You know, particularly if you're looking for a relationship, how do you expect to be good enough for someone else if you're not good enough for yourself? You know, how can you like someone else, love someone else, if you don't feel the same way about yourself? You know, I think you've got to determine what your own personal measure of enough is. And I think it should all be relative to you, just you, 100% to you and what's in your head. And when you start acting on that, like I've on everything I've been rambling about here, that is how you get to be proud of yourself, hands down. I think it's a kind of a new way of thinking about what motivates you. It's a new lens to look at. What motivates you? What drives you on a daily basis? Small ways, big ways, everything in between. I think it means not holding on to the past. It means not lamenting that you're getting older or that you're not where you want to be in your career, you know, or your success or your relationships. Those are pretty lame measures, I think, of what's going to make you happy. What's going to make you happy sits right there between those two ears of yours. It's your mindset and how you interpret what you do on a daily basis. What you do on a daily basis. And I really want you to believe that because I think it's really, really empowering. That is what's going to make you happy. Your mindset and how you respect yourself. How proud of yourself you can grow to be. Because when you look at yourself after a long day, after a long week, and you could be like, wow, you know what? I really don't have any doubts or questions or what if I had done that or this or said that or this or regret. There's no other reaction, I think, other than great. You know what? I am proud of myself. I'm feeling myself because I didn't back down from anything. I didn't bite my tongue. I didn't choose comfort, whatever. You know, I responded to my mind's questions and challenges with actions. I just went for it. I just tried. Yeah. Okay. It didn't work out every single time. I learned a lot. I got told no. I felt awkward. I was embarrassed. I learned that I need more experience or I need more time or I need to train more, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm proud of myself for trying. I'm proud of myself for taking action. And I think you'll never not be happy when you do that. In my experience, that is the key to feeling yourself. Just trying. Just responding to those thoughts in your head, in your mind, and going for it and seeing what happens. So that's it. You know, I challenge you to take this week to shift your priorities around and make feeling yourself, to make making yourself proud at the top of your list. Like seriously, if you're into writing your goals down and things like that, write that one down. Put it at the top of your list. I want to be proud of myself. I want to feel myself, whatever variation you like. And then think about it. Like seriously, think about it and then go out and live it. Do whatever it takes in your mind to be proud of yourself. Say whatever it takes to be proud of yourself. It's all up to that. It's all up to you. It's all up to your mind and what will make you proud of yourself. But I promise you that by putting this goal at the top of your list and truly making it a priority, that you will come to find yourself happier and just more enthusiastic about your life. So that's it. I hope you found this valuable and that you get to a point where you truly can say, I'm feeling myself. I'm proud of myself. So I'd love it if you'd share this episode with a friend, share with someone who you're like, hey, you know, I'm proud of you because you're proud of yourself, who's feeling themselves, or send it to someone who has everything, all the potential, everything to be feeling themselves, but maybe they just need a little extra push. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the support, ratings, reviews, everything. If you can spare 2 minutes to do one, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you again, Apple Podcasts, iTunes is where those reviews are. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny. Shoot me a DM, comment, like, let me know what you're thinking. I seriously love you all. You guys are amazing. You're helping the show grow so, so much. It really is super, super humbling. So if there's a way that I can thank you, please just shoot me a DM. I'd love to do that. So until next episode, I'm out.